The HTTP query method arrives and browser environments boot in under a second. RFC 1008, the formal introduction of an HTTP query method, drew 382 points and 159 comments, with a reaction described as almost uniformly positive, which is noted as rare for an HTTP standards discussion. The problem query solves is long-standing. GET is the correct HTTP method for safe, idempotent read operations, but conventionally carries no request body. When a client needs to send complex, structured query parameters to a server without causing side effects, a pattern common in GraphQL, Elasticsearch, and many search APIs, the industry settled on using POST, which is semantically wrong because POST implies state mutation. Reverse proxies, caches, API gateways, and logging systems treat POST as non-cacheable and potentially mutating. Query explicitly signals a read operation with a body, allowing all that infrastructure to be correctly configured. Several engineers from API companies note in the thread that a similar proposal went nowhere in 2017. There is evident appreciation that the standard has now been formalized. The Firecracker VM post from browser-use.com drew 286 points and 178 comments, and is described as one of the more technically impressive engineering write-ups to appear on HN recently. BrowserUse provides browser automation infrastructure and has built a system capable of spinning up a complete browser environment in under 1 second using AWS Firecracker micro VMs. Firecracker, the micro VM technology Amazon built for AWS Lambda and Fargate, uses the Linux KVM hypervisor while stripping out QEMU's hardware emulation overhead, resulting in virtual machines that boot in approximately 125 milliseconds. BrowserUse's contribution is pre-warming via VM snapshots. A Firecracker VM already booted with Chrome running has its memory state snapshotted, and subsequent environments restore from that snapshot rather than booting from scratch. The memory restore is significantly faster than a cold boot, producing the sub-second browser start time. The post covers the engineering challenges of restoring browser state: open connections, cached DNS, timing-sensitive JavaScript, and the handling of stale network state in restored snapshots. Comments include engineers from AWS discussing how similar techniques apply to Lambda warm start optimization. A post from writer and engineer Xe Asso titled "I Hate Compilers," 89 points, 65 comments, provides a specific, technically grounded account of WebAssembly toolchain pain encountered while attempting to vendor a binary for the Anubis antibot system. The frustration is concrete rather than abstract. The post identifies the exact points where WASM toolchain design choices around binary distribution, reproducible builds, and cross-compilation create acute problems that the native binary ecosystem has mostly resolved. The thread drew responses from engineers working on the relevant tools. Also trending, the NIM conference, scheduled for Saturday, June 20th, online and free to attend, for listeners following the NIM programming language, a systems language with Python-like syntax that compiles to C and JavaScript, and a comparison post examining Varnish Cache and the newer Vinyl Cache, touching on architectural innovation in the HTTP caching layer, which the post describes as infrastructure that rarely draws attention until something goes wrong.